This podcast of the Radio Cafe comes to you via radiocafe.org, where you can find more information and many other podcasts. Technical support comes from Studio X, providing website design, hosting, e-commerce, and social media marketing, serving Santa Fe to the world since 1994. Find out more at studiox.com. And I would like now to welcome Maxwell Lucas. He is with us speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, it's colder than heck, and at the same time, there's a lot of things to do.
It's that time of year where you might want to stay inside, but it would do you no good because there's plenty going on out in Santa Fe this all week, and I could tell you all about it.
Well, why don't you start?
Let's see. Starting tonight at 5:30 at the New Mexico Museum of Art, there is a talk examining the craftsmanship, design, and history of the coolest instrument ever to be playing, the guitar, to be played. It's called Medieval to Metal, the Art and Evolution of the Guitar. It's at 5:30 tonight, and it's free to the public at the History Museum. I think it is worth a look.
Yeah, I know somebody who went to that last night and said it was really cool.
It looks really interesting.
And Scott Jarrett is performing on Saturday. That's tomorrow at 7 o'clock. He will be joined by Horace Alexander and Paul Brown for a free concert of original music at the O'Shaughnessy Performance Space in Benildis Hall on the campus of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. And he will be joined by Ash Wilhelm as the opening performer, also performing original songs. And Scott Jarrett, wonderful musician. It looks like a really nice event tomorrow night on the campus of the Santa Fe University, 7 o'clock.
Let's see. Have you been down to Radical Abacus yet? Have you run into those kids? Radical Abacus is a art space down off of Siler Road in the industrial area. And tonight at 6 o'clock, they're having an opening of a group show called Raylitz. And they're kind of nestled in there between a brick factory and an ice factory, I think. And it promises to be some interesting art by Santa Fe locals. You can find out more by calling the following number, 577-6073.
Remembering Mandela 2016 is a tribute in music, theater, and testimonies and features a two-week art exhibition. It's at the Screen at the University of Santa Fe. The Santa Fe University of Art and Design, and that is tomorrow at 5 o'clock. There's an art opening at 7:30. There's food by Cece's African Kitchen, and I can guarantee you Cece can cook. She's fantastic. For more information, you can call 505-919-9194 and go out and celebrate one of our heroes, Nelson Mandela.
Now, this one's not for the isn't the arts, but it certainly might appeal to artists, and that is starting, I think, right now here at the Santa Fe Community College, is free tax preparation. So any artistic types who are freaking out about their taxes, there are 75 volunteers who will be rotating through over the next weeks to help you with your taxes, and it's free, so you can come down here to Santa Fe Community College and get some help. They're here today, and I think they're going to be back on Monday. If you want to find out more, you can call the community college and they will tell you what you need to know.
That is a wonderful thing.
It is a really wonderful thing. I was shocked and surprised to find out that sort of thing exists.
If anybody is listening that is down near Albuquerque, the Albuquerque Academy is having a juried student art exhibition that opens today. It's at Albuquerque Academy High School, and it's their studio art students. And it's from 5 to 7. Oh, no, it's not at the school. It's the school students. But the opening is at the Turner Carroll Gallery. Forget about what I said about if you're near Albuquerque. Of course, you can drive up. But the Turner Carroll Gallery is at 725 Canyon Road right here in Santa Fe. You can go to turnercarroll.com. You can also call 986-9800.
Friday afternoon art is happening at the Public Library downtown Santa Fe this afternoon at 4 p.m. It is an arts and crafts program for children of all ages. So if you want to get the little folks started with some creative activities, it is free to the public and should be a good time, I'm sure.
What else is going on? There is a tomorrow, there is a karma class and yoga party. It's a fundraising event to build a school in Chimborazo, Ecuador, home of the country's largest indigenous population. So there are some yoga teachers who are going to be there. It's from 2 to 5 at the Rail Yard Performance Center. And you can go to flowingelements.com for more information, or you can just show up at the Rail Yard. And that, once again, is tomorrow from 2 to 5.
Let's see, nightlife tonight, if you want to get out and dance the cold off. We've got, let's see, DJ Poetics and Dynamite Soul at Skylight tonight at 9. We got Alley Cats Jazz Group live at the Second Street Brewery. No cover tonight. Let's see, piano, cello, and vocals from Brandon James at Vanessa. No cover also. Rock covers at The High Note by Chango. And, of course, friend of the program, David Geist at Pranzo Italian Grill at 6 p.m. tonight.
Excellent. Now, Mayor Javier Gonzalez is going to be talking on Tuesday, the 9th of February, at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center. Santa Fe Rising is all I've got. I don't have too much on that. Do you know what Santa Fe Rising is all about?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay, well, it's at 5:30 on Tuesday.
I've seen Javier speak, and he is usually pretty charismatic and has good things to say. So I'd like to hear what is on his mind.
There is a picture of a floating piece of 35-millimeter film. So I'm going to guess it's about the film industry.
I always like to see them when they come around.
Excellent. We love the film industry.
Mary Charlotte, have you ever been to one of these slideshow talks at the Travel Bug Coffee Shop?
You know, I've announced them many times. I haven't been for a while.
They're wildly popular, always packed, and really fun. Basically, somebody who's just gotten back from a trip around the world will show some photos and give a little talk about where they went and what they saw and tell you some stuff that they learned on their trip. And tomorrow at 5 p.m., the talk is about hiking Bohemia and Franconia. Kevin Holzapple will explain his trip behind his trip to these places where he drank a lot of beer and took a lot of photos. And as usual, I bet it will be illuminating and a lot of fun.
You know, that seems so kind of wholesomely small town. It's like, I'm going to show the slides from my trip. But it's more interesting than that. People have really interesting things to say, and there's some good photographers.
I've seen a few of them, yeah. And, well, it's Santa Fe, and everyone I think has a has that sort of eye around here, and I've never been let down. I would check it out. That's today at 5 p.m., and it's free, and you can get, you know, a chili mocha.
And the Travel Bug is awesome. Shout out to the Travel Bug.
Yeah, they're great.
On Sunday, February 7th, it is another Journey Santa Fe lecture at 11 o'clock in the morning at Collected Works Bookstore. This time, New Mexico Wilderness Alliance is hosting speaker Jan Denton. She's chair of the Conservation Committee of the Santa Fe Garden Club, and she will be speaking on the larger political role the Garden Club plays locally and federally. They do things like support wilderness work in the Pecos and keep our federal delegation informed of citizen conservationist activities and all kinds of things. So check that out. She's, that's at the Collected Works Bookstore, which is another great place to get warm, caffeinated and uncaffeinated beverages and pastries and savory things. It's just a wonderful bookstore and a great place to browse. One of the things, I went to hear Paula Poundstone at the Lensic last night, the comedian. And
how
she
that?
Was fantastic. I mean, the Lensic was packed and people were falling off their chairs listening. And one of the things that she talked about at great length and great seriousness is that children's brains are being destroyed by screens, by computers, by cell phones, iPads.
I knew it was true. I just couldn't prove it.
Yeah, and she gave references for the books, and I'm going to try to get some people on the air. I know that the trend is in the opposite direction, obviously, all over the country and in Santa Fe and even in the schools. And we've talked about that, and there's a lot of controversy about it. But, you know, picking up a book and reading a page is just really good for you. So, shout out to the bookstores.
Visit your local bookstores. On the topic of books, it looks like this is the weekend where we get our Shakespeare folio. The New Mexico Museum of Art has been in the process for some time of procuring an original first folio, I think of Hamlet, and some pages are going to be on display. And
to be or not to be.
To be or not to be.
That actual page of the original edition
will be on display for us to see. And there is a slew of events this weekend and going into next week surrounding this arrival of the book, starting with a lecture at St. John's College tonight at 7:30 entitled Shakespeare's Poetics of Modern Science, which is free and open to the public, a guaranteed crowd pleaser, guaranteed brain tingler, and guaranteed to get you off of your screens if you're looking to separate. And there will also be a reception to celebrate the arrival of the folio at the New Mexico Museum of Art, and that is from 5:30 to 7:30 and is also free. So you can go to the reception, see what people are saying, and then go hear an informative lecture.
Excellent. It's time now for a ticket giveaway.
Oh, wow.
And we're going to give away a pair of tickets to an event at Teatro Paraguas, which is their production of Port Authority Throwdown. It's a play about two Pakistani immigrants who are brothers, a homeless African-American man, and a white evangelical lady from Akron, Ohio, who find themselves at the Port Authority bus terminal in New York City in 2003, not long after 9/11. I read the play. I haven't seen it yet. Looks really interesting. And if you would like a pair of tickets to the event, you can give us a call here at the studio, 428-1382. Performances are this weekend and next weekend, and you can reserve for really whatever performance you would like by calling the Teatro Paraguas box office. So Nick is standing by, and he will give you all that information. And I want to also say that this is the last weekend of the Adobe Rose Theater, which is the new theater here in Santa Fe in the Rufina District. And they're doing a production of a marvelous play called Luna Gale. I'm going tonight. I read the play. It's fantastic. And some of the most talented actors and directors in Santa Fe are doing that production. So definitely check it out if you like theater. Lots of good stuff going on this weekend. AdobeRoseTheater.org, I think, is the name of the website. And theater is spelled in the British way.
Theater. I need to get out and see both of those. Our local troops never disappoint. They're get out and see them. They're great. If you are into poetics and theater and books, you might want to check out our friend Adam Harvey's James Joyce Reading Group down at the public library tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. It is free, and you can hang out with other literary nerds who want nothing more than to wake up on a Saturday morning and read classic literature.
You know, and you don't have to be a nerd,
you don't have
but
to,
it's, you know.
Nerddom not required.
Yeah, nerd in the most expansive sense of the word.
I think everyone is welcome, and I think that they will make everyone feel at home inside of these some at times cryptic English texts.
The pianist George Winston, a great solo pianist, is performing at the Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, and there's two shows left today and tomorrow. So you can check it out. Doors open at 6:30. Showtime is at 7:30. And for more information, ampconcerts.org. And by the way, we have a winner for the ticket giveaway. So thanks, everybody, for your calls. George Winston became very well known in the 1980s. And he's been doing great work, not only as a musician, but as a fundraiser for food banks and service organizations. And he actually donates 100% of the proceeds of this sale, sale of his merchandise to food organizations, so in Albuquerque and Santa Fe. So George Winson, not only a great concert, but you're doing some good.
Doing some good. On that note, you can also check out the Sweetheart Auction at the Santa Fe Convention Center. That is tomorrow night at 5 p.m. It is a gala fundraiser for the Cancer Foundation of New Mexico. It is a Valentine's Day-themed silent auction, and there will be a full dinner and other entertainment. So if you want to get out and support the Cancer Foundation, you can call the Convention Center at 955-6590 for more information.
Serenata of Santa Fe presents signature works of Joan Tower, Leonard Bernstein, Francis Poulenc, and Kenji Bunch. And it's called Color Mapping, Vivid Sonic Pictures Through a Smoky Lounge to the Timeless Boulevards of Life. Ladies and gentlemen, no kidding. Tomorrow at 7:30 at the First Presbyterian Church at 208 Grant Avenue here in Santa Fe. And the fabulous David Felberg on violin, Sally Gunter on cello, Diva Goodfriend Coven on flute, Keith Lemons clarinet, and Deborah Ayers piano. For more information, serenataofsantafe.org.
Now, this looks like fun. Tomorrow night at 5 p.m. at the CCA, they're having something called the Render Bender, where 50 artists are going to create original drawings and then go, and then they're going to be auctioned off. And what it sounds like, from my information here, that they're going to draw them and then they're going to be auctioned immediately afterwards. So it sounds like a fast-paced visual arts experience. And if I know the type of local artists that the CCA features, I think this will be a pretty rowdy good time as far as art events go. That is tomorrow at 5 p.m. There is an affordable admission charge to get in and see the show. You can call the CCA for more information, or go to ccasantafe.org. I think.
Excellent. So here is another event which is happening on Sunday at 11 in the morning, and that is the Santa Fe Jewish Film Festival is presenting Morgenthau, and that's at the CCA at, like I said, 11 o'clock. The Jewish Film Festival is one of the fastest growing Jewish film festivals. It was established about 6 years ago. For more information, santafejff.org. You can also call 505-216-0672.
Yeah, I'm back on the Shakespeare folio here. I want to go see it, and I also want to go see a demonstration of printing techniques at the Palace of the Governors. They are going to be rolling out a printing press and showing you how the folio was made using equipment, maybe not original, maybe original. They're going to be using equipment that you would use to make a folio, and they will show you how it's done. It is free with museum admission, and it is happening tomorrow morning and Sunday morning. So if you want to see how it's made, you have many opportunities. That is, I'm sorry, not in the morning. That is in the afternoon at 1:30 to 3:30 tomorrow and Sunday.
And that is such a cool place. And there's something about old-fashioned printing, which is just fascinating.
I'm a fan. Movable type. If you could still move it, I probably would.
League of Women Voters Santa Fe County will host Municipal Election Candidate Forum on Thursday, the 11th of February. You can question the candidates for Municipal Judge and Santa Fe City Council at a forum at the Santa Fe Public Library in downtown Santa Fe, 145 Washington Avenue. It starts at 5:30. Candidates for Municipal Judge Ignacio Gallegos and Virginia Vigil will answer questions. And candidates for City Council, Marie Campos, Frank Montaño, Kate Kennedy, and Rene Villarreal for in District 1. And that is actually the only district where there are multiple candidates, so it's going to be an interesting race. Chris Rivera from District 3 will also be there, and Mike Harris from District 4, both of them running unopposed. They're going to answer questions starting at 6:15. For more information, you can call the League of Women Voters of Santa Fe County at 982-9766. You can also go to lwvsfc.org.
Tomorrow night at Ghost, there is a touring poet doing a live poetry reading with music and local poetry. Have you been to Ghost?
No.
Ghost is another one of these upstart pop-up art spaces down in the industrial district. Get it while it's hot, everyone. This is a poet and visual artist from New Hampshire named Ali Simone DeFeo. She will be accompanied by musicians C.J. Boyd and Carlos Sebastian, and a slew of local poets will be opening. That's 8 p.m. tonight. For more information, I'm not sure what you should do. You should probably get on Google and look up Ghost. They're a sneaky bunch that have been doing very interesting shows here and there in the past months.
Here's an event to mark your calendar. It's not coming up this week. It's actually Monday, the 22nd of February, and that is a KSFR presentation. John Donovan and Catherine Zucker from ABC News are authors of the new book, In a Different Key, The Story of Autism, which has been hailed as the definitive history of autism. Temple Grandin has called In a Different Key essential reading. They will be here in Santa Fe discussing their work in conversation with our own Dave Marish, and that's Monday, the 22nd of February at 7 o'clock at the Unitarian Church. If you would like to get tickets, and it might sell out, so you might as well get your tickets now. Call 428-1527. Proceeds benefit KSFR.
Tomorrow at 7 p.m., you can get down at Warehouse 21. With the Get Down is a community jam for youth to come and play music and experiment and maybe rap a little bit if you're into hip-hop. That's the Get Down / Cypher at Warehouse 21 tomorrow at 7.
Excellent. And guess what time it is now?
Yeah, the time is 8:51.
It's also time for Cat of the Week.
I was thinking you'd say that.
And this week's featured kitty is Candace. She's very sweet. She's a little bit shy. Her ideal home would have one or two other playful kitties and or a person who was home a lot and could give her lots of attention. She's a petite, pretty girl with a short coat and tortoiseshell tabby markings and some white patches. And she's about a four-year-old kitty. Lots of life in her. If you're interested in adopting this cat, you can call 505-316-2281 for more information. You can email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com. And you can view Candace or any other cat that is up for adoption at fandfnm.org. You can also visit the cats featured weekly at Petco in Santa Fe. And adoption advisors will be on hand Thursday through Sunday from 1 to 4. And at Tekatu, Saturdays from first Saturdays of the month. Have we passed that? No, this is the first Saturday of the month. From 10 to 2. Also, Prosperous Pets and Xanadu at Jackalope. You can visit them during store hours. So lots of ways to adopt a kitty.
If you are looking to understand climate change, there is a talk entitled Understanding Climate Change, the Challenge to the Christian Faith on Sunday morning at 9:45 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church of Santa Fe. It is free and open to the public. And the speaker, Larry Rasmussen, will offer his opinions and reconcile the science with the tenets of faith. That is Sunday morning at the First Presbyterian Church.
Very interesting. Larry Rasmussen is a wonderful speaker. I've had him on the show before.
Oh.
And definitely worth checking out. Did we already mention that David Geist is at Pronzo tonight and tomorrow from 6 to 9?
I mentioned that he's there tonight, but not tomorrow. But he is a local staple in my neighborhood over there.
And keep your eyes out also, because there's going to be some special Valentine's Day things coming up at Pronzo at the Geist Cabaret. So, you know, it is the month of Valentine's Day, ladies and gentlemen.
If you're looking for something romantic to do, Vanilla Pop is playing at the Palace tomorrow night at 10 p.m. If you haven't seen them, they do covers of 80s pop and R&B. They wear ridiculous costumes, and it's a really good show. It is not expensive to get in, and it'll be a lot of fun. That's 10 p.m. tomorrow at the Palace.
Excellent. And guess what is happening at the Screen? The Screen, which is a wonderful place to see movies, and we talk about it a lot here on Speaking of the Arts, is having the Oscar-nominated shorts. Now, have you ever been to those Oscar-nominated shorts?
I went last year to the Screen to see the Oscar shorts. I didn't know that there was a short film program at the Oscars until somebody told me to see them at the Screen.
And you know what happens, in my humble opinion, is that there's a whole bunch of shorts that are nominated for Oscars from all over the world. And they're fantastic, and it's worth seeing them all, which is why the not just the winner, but the not. And then what they do is they choose a kind of non-controversial one to win. It's never the one about a really tough subject or about actual violence that's occurring somewhere or whatever. And so when you see them all, you get really a great picture of what's happening all over the world. I'm going to try to find out when the run times are, but you can also go to thescreensf.com for more information. And there's also all kinds of other things. We talked about Remembering Mandela. There's also a film called The Treasure. There is a film called Tumble Down. Janis, Little Girl Blue. That's about Janis Joplin. Romeo and Romeo opens on February 13th, so lots of good stuff coming up at the Screen.
Now, the Screen is fantastic. And I have to put another plug in for the short film program, because it's something that I've never done before, is gone to a theater to watch a bunch of shorts. It's really nice to watch a bunch of, 5 to 15 minute movies in a row. It feels like you get more in the same amount of time.
Yeah, and at least in the program that I went to last year, in addition to showing all the films, they had in between the films, there was always like an interview with a filmmaker or something like that. And you think, oh, this is just filler. But they were really interesting what these people had to say about making shorts.
Let's see. If you wanted to make something shorter than a short film, Cowgirl Karaoke, Monday night at the Cowgirl. Free, open to the public. It is allegedly the longest running and most beloved of all local karaoke contests in Santa Fe. It's fun. I've done it before. I'll do it again.
Excellent. Now, the film Sem Ben, made by our own Jason Silverman and Samba Gajigo, is a film about the father of African cinema, named Usman Semben, and there was a big screening at the Lensic the other night, which I went to, and it was absolutely wonderful. I've seen that film twice now, and the second time was even better than the first. It is screening now, starting today, at the CCA. It's having a run, and so it'll screen today at 1 and 5, and tomorrow at 1:30 and 5:30, and then all kinds of other screenings. For more information, ccasantafe.org.
A really exciting thing. Homegrown film playing in a locally supported theater.
Yep.
It doesn't get any more independent film than that.
Yeah, and here's the thing that you have to always worry about. Is it good? But it so happens that it's good.
It so happens. You heard it here first. I'm going to go see that right after I finish watching all of these local theater productions.
That's right. Local theater, local film. There's also a film called 45 Years. There's a film called Boy and the World. And the Jewish Film Festival, as we already mentioned. And gosh, it's time to go. How did that happen?
It happens. When you live in a town this cosmopolitan.
It goes by fast. Maxwell Lucas is with us here, speaking of the arts. It's just great to have you, and thank you so much.
Wonderful to be here. We'll see you next week.
Excellent. Thanks for listening to the podcast. To support the program, you can go to radiocafe.org. Many thanks to StudioX.com for their technical support and web design.